innovative, thoughtful, provocative. Welcome to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network with your host, Lynn Renee.
Welcome to The Soul Speaks. I'm your host, Lynn Renee. Wonderful being back with you. Thank you for tuning in. As always, we're going to have a great conversation, and I'm looking to hear your soul's expression. We will, as always, open up the opportunity later in the show for any questions or comments. I want you to take note of the call-in number, which is 929-477-3860. Press 1. Now, if you're listening on the web, there's a section for comments, or you can make use of the chat room. You can also make comments on our Facebook page, facebook.com, The Soul Speaks LRM. Give our page a like so that we can keep you posted with what's happening, what's going on. Listen, I just want to, again, thank you all for your continued support. Some of you are so faithful. You've been with us since the beginning of it. Since inception, and I really do appreciate that. You make this show what it is with your continued support and your engagement and your soul's expression, which is very important to us. We're all on an awesome journey called self-awareness. I know we think it's all about our desires and goals, and yes, those things are along the way, but without awareness of true self, the search will not end, and the real you will always be missing, which is a great time to bring up our topic. Are you really truthful or just pretentious? Are you really truthful or just pretentious? We're going to have that discussion tonight, and I want you to be prepared and to be a part of it. And what we're going to do before we get into that message is we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll get right into it.
I'm Carrie Washington. One in four women will be a victim of domestic violence. Finances are almost always a weapon of choice, taking away access to cash, destroying credit, jeopardizing jobs. Financial abuse leaves invisible bruises that can take decades to heal. But there's hope. Allstate Foundation Purple Purse makes it easier to recognize, talk about, and stop financial abuse. Help women gain control of their purse strings. Join me at purplepurse.com.
We have a big problem, and we need your help.
It's happening on college campuses, at bars, at parties, even in high schools.
It's happening to our sisters and our daughters,
our wives and our friends.
It's called sexual assault, and it has to stop.
We have to stop it. So listen up.
If she doesn't consent, or if she can't consent, it's rape, it's assault.
It's a crime. It's wrong.
If I saw it happening, I was taught you have to do something about it.
If I saw it happening, I speak up.
If I saw it happening, I'd never blame her. I'd help her.
Because I don't want to be a part of the problem.
I want to be a part of the solution.
We need all of you to be part of the solution. This is about respect. It's about responsibility.
It's up to all of us to put an end to sexual assault. And that starts with you.
Because one is too many.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks. Our topic tonight, are you really truthful or just pretentious? And we've been talking about this along the way in our conversations, in our discussions. We talk about being honest. We talk about being true to yourself. And this is all about your soul's expression, which has to be the truth. So, yes, you're going to hear us often bring it back to that key essential point, which is truth. It's all about truth. It's all about who we really are. So let's get started. Let's get rid of any pretense tonight. Be truthful, even with your agenda for listening to the show tonight. It's okay, whatever the reason, just be honest with yourself. A lie cannot cover up the truth. Truth will always be truth. Let the truth be the foundation we build on tonight. Otherwise, we are just pretenders. I started building my truth on a question. Why do I do what I do? When you answer that question and find that it's in opposition to the truth, acknowledge it and then work on the truth. Why do I do what I do? That was hard for me. I had to come to that place to have that discussion with myself. So what I did was every time I did something, I asked myself the question, why are you doing it? And for me, at that time, it was really important because it had a lot to do with myself being in the church world. I was in leadership in the church, and, you know, you can be pretty busy. And I had to start dealing with myself, asking myself, why was I doing what I was doing? Did I do it because I thought it was what God wanted me to do? Did I feel like, you know, this was required of me from God? What's my real motive for why I was doing what I was doing? And when I started asking that question, I came up with some answers. I didn't realize how loaded the question was until I started answering it. And I found that most of the time, it wasn't because of God. It was because of man. And that was a hard truth for me to deal with. God didn't require all of what I was doing. For example, one night in this one particular church I went to, we had midnight prayer. Now, this was quite a bit, you know, quite a little ways from my home. But, you know, I told myself that I'm doing this because, for God, and there's nothing that, you know, I can't do for God. I could stretch myself from here to there because, you know, it was for God. Everything was for God. One day I'm driving down the highway, and that question came up. Why do you do what you do? Is it really for God, or is there some other motive? And I thought about how God would not require me, honestly, to be on the road at that time of the night by myself driving, you know, that kind of distance to pray, as if I couldn't do that in my own home. So I had to really answer that question. Why did I feel motivated to do that? And the truth was I felt motivated because it was what the church asked me for. You know, it was being a part of that clique that would, you know, that so-called warrior group that would come in at any time of the night and pray. But the truth is, we can find ourselves being men pleasers. You know, we want to be a part of the in crowd. We want to be part of those that, you know, get all the attention. We want to be a part of those that, you know, people look up to. We have to ask ourselves, are we being honest? Are we being truthful? Or are we being pretenders? And that's our topic tonight. Are we really being truthful, or are we pretending? And that was a hard thing for me. I had to come to grips, but you know what? When I started doing that and I started asking myself, you know, why am I doing the things that I do? You know, why do I think what I think? That's when I started peeling off these layers that were just, you know, meaningless, and I started getting down to the truth of who I was. I started getting down to the truth of, you know, why I did the things that I did. Why do I do what I do, as they say? So, you know, we have to be even careful because in subtle ways we pretend. Some pretend not to want to be married or go to school, write a book, sing, dance. If it's not the truth, we are pretending not to care. And it's okay to care about what's real to us. When we pretend not to be what we are, it's usually not for our benefit. It's for somebody else. We want to prove something to someone. We want to be something in someone else's sight. You know, we pretend that we're not sensitive or angry or discouraged. And the list can go on and on. I'm sure you can you have a few things that you can even think of. We have to deal with these things in order to become whole and complete. Truth is the process to becoming self-aware. And we're going to talk about, becoming self-aware because I really don't think, I think after tonight, we'll start to question ourselves about our own awareness. Are we really self-aware? Are you really okay being around your current friends? Are you happy in your marriage or relationship? Do you feel a nagging pain on the inside of you? If so, there is some truth that has to be discovered or dealt with. Why do I say work on the truth? Because change is not always easy. But you have to acknowledge the truth because the true self can only flourish by truth. It takes the truth to bring forth the real you. When you become self-aware, you realize that none of what you have gone through in life has anything to do with who you really are. You became what you gave power to. The people that hurt us could not have done it without our permission. Nothing has power until you give it power, until you give power to it, even your thoughts. If you give no attention to them, there's no impact. How do we combat some of the negative thoughts and move ourselves into positive thinking? How do we combat some of our negative thoughts and move into positive thinking? Do you have some suggestions? Give us a call at 929-477-3860. 929-477-3860. We're talking about being truthful, recognizing if we are being truthful. And if in dealing with that, we've got to get over this thing where, this pride gets in the way of our growth. We can't let that happen. How do we combat some of the negative thoughts and move into positive thinking? We want to hear from you. What's your suggestion? How would you handle something like that? Being self-aware is to know that what I think is not what I am. What I believe about what I think is what I can become. Let me say that again. Being self-aware is to know that what I think is not what I am. What you think is not what you are. What I believe about what I think is what I can become. And even at thinking, I have to give my thoughts permission to become. I give strength to what I think by dwelling on it. You see, you can have a fleeting thought, which is just that. It's just a fleeting thought. It's there and it's gone. So there's no impact from that. But when we give attention to it, when we dwell on it, they take on life. We give it power. We do this, not the devil, not God. A lot of times, think about it. You're sitting there and you're not particularly thinking about anything, so you think, and stuff is just running through your mind. Running through your mind, and let it do just that. Let it run right on through your mind. Don't stop it. Don't think on it. Let it go. Let it move on. And in most cases, some of the thoughts we have need to do just that. They need to move on. So this is proof that what we think is not our true self. because half the time we have no, we're not focused on those things, or we didn't bring those things up. I know a lot of times I find my stuff running across my mind, and I'm like, what? What was that? You know, I have to deal with my thoughts sometimes, like, hold on, wait a minute. You've got to move on. What am I thinking this for? So don't give attention to negative thoughts. You have that power. You have that control. And just because it's a thought, it does not mean that it has anything to do with who we really are. So don't get caught up in your stinking thinking, as some might say, because nothing about your thoughts can have power unless you say okay. You have to give permission to that. Call in with your thoughts on this. 929-477-3860. And we're talking about, are we really truthful or are we just pretending? We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, if we have a call or two, we'll take one. Matter of fact, why don't we take a call before we take a break? And then when we come back, we'll continue on with this discussion. Looks like we have a call coming from extension of last four digits, 0827. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Lynn, this is Yvette. How you doing, girl?
There, Yvette. How are you tonight?
I missed you last week.
Okay.
I was trying to call in last week to comment on your speaker. I enjoyed her topic about the teacher thing.
Oh, okay, yes. We had,
But I didn't get a chance to chime in on it because there was a lot of difficulty with my phone or maybe on your end, but I don't know. But anyways... Lynn,
okay.
I want to say this. Thank you so much for saying that we need to stop blaming everything on God and on the devil, because we have so many people walking out here today that because they are in a negative mood or don't have confidence in themselves, they always want to flip the coin and blame someone. Rather, if it's a family member, a worker, co-worker, anybody. But they always want to put the blame on somebody else. And I enjoy your topic because you stress us out so much about trying to build people's confidence up. And that's a great thing. But the flip side of all of that, Lynn, you can bring up these discussions until you're blue in the face, and you might reach one or two people, which is fabulous. But the majority, it is what it is with a lot of people. And not so much that they have to be truthful or share what, you know, their private business, but it's the within about them that they don't feel good about. And this is just an example, and I'm not trying to talk about nobody, but I got a couple of Oreo walking brothers in the family. And I'm sorry to put that negative on them, but they Oreos. But they walk around like they all bad, and they don't have a bit of confidence. Now, I love all people, Lynn. I've been on the side of growing up in the hood, and I've been on the side of living in a white state. So I know the different attitudes, and I adjust to all of that. But when it comes to my people, always try to be positive and let them know, hey, especially the young brothers, because I have several nephews, and they are pretty decent young black men, and I'm very proud of them. But you have those that, and I tell them, I say, hey, you know what? Black men are very powerful. I say, if you got the right tools and you know how to use it, hey, go on out there and shine. But then you got the negative ones, look at their stuff, like, oh, not me, not me. What, girl? So this is all I'm saying. I'm not knocking nobody because, like you stated, it's a within that they have to overcome. And if you don't overcome that within, all I just say is just try to, if you got a master out there that you have all this faith in, please stick to him. And hopefully it's the right master that will help you get out of all that negative. Now, that's all I want to say on that. But I do want you, if you speak to that speaker again, Sharon, I do want to let her know, although we are shortage of black teachers, I am proud to say in 2016, there would be one, I know for sure, that would be a black teacher, and that is my son. He is in his last year of school, and he will be teaching. So I want to share that with her, Lynn.
Well, hopefully she'll be dialed. She's in listening tonight. She'd appreciate that. And we appreciate your comment. And it's just so true that, you know, we have to start being honest. And even, you know, with the way in which people feel about themselves have a lot to do with how we think. So,
main thing, Glenn, people have to have confidence. And, I mean, and you mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago in one of your topics that, you know, people are scared. And I understand that, Lynn. You know what I mean? Because a lot of things that I'm scared to go after myself. But you have to take a risk sometime. And as long as it's not that type of risk, you know, that's going to cause you to you know, get yourself in jail or something like that. But if it's a positive risk, and if it's that's something that you want to take a chance on, hey, go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. You know what I mean? Because the bottom line is no matter what we strive for, we have to be able to do it for ourselves, Lynn, because not everybody is going to like what you like. And that's okay, Lynn.
Yeah,
that's
and
okay.
We're going to talk about that as well a little bit later. And that's the point. You know, it's all about self-awareness.
Right, exactly. Exactly, because the bottom line is just too many negative people out here. They don't feel good about themselves. And they're going to make sure they say things nasty to you that you would be discouraged. But you have to be strong and firm and say, hey, it's okay that you don't like that, but I like it. And keep it moving. That's all, you know. But I love people. It doesn't matter who it is. Wrong is wrong. Right is right. And if you got a nasty attitude, take it to Alaska, honey. You know, go overseas somewhere with
oh,
but anyway,
all right.
Lynn, that's all I wanted to say. And thank you.
Thank you, Miss Yvette. Thank you so
all
much.
All right,
for
you have a good night.
You too. That's Miss Yvette, y'all. She's been one of our faithful listeners. She's been here since day one. And I appreciate, you know, her soul's expression. And you know, in her comment about, you know, how people treat one another and how they feel, this is the whole point of this show. Because as we direct ourselves or direct our attention to who we really are, when we get down to that root, It changes everything. It changes how you feel, how you think. But you have to start with real self. And real self is not what we pretend to be. It has to be the truth. So we're going to continue on with these shows, and we hope that you continue to be a part of it so that, you know, you can begin to drill down to that place. Like Miss Yvette mentioned that, you know, sometimes she's, you know, a little bit afraid about taking a step. And there are many reasons why we fear these things. But most of those reasons is not because of our true self. It's because of people. It's because of what we fear somebody might say. They may not like it. They may not support it. It's always about something outside of yourself. And you are fully furnished, fully equipped, having everything that you have need of, self-sufficient. And and when we get that, we won't be turned around by, you know, how other people view us. But we'll have a good view of ourselves, and that's what we're talking about tonight. Are we really being truthful, or are we being pretentious? And don't be, you know, some words we don't like, so we don't want to think about it. We don't want to deal with it. But it is what it is. Either you're being truthful or you're being pretentious. Whether you like the word or not, you know, what is the truth? Take the journey to become self-aware. We don't give much thought to who we are because we are bombarded with the world. Self-awareness is not about the world. It's about being. I'm going to say that again. It's about being. Self-awareness is not about the world, it is about being. In God we live, move, and have our being. In God, I'm going to say that again. In God we live, move, and have our being. What is my being in God? It means I exist. To be self-aware is to know that everything that tells me I am separated from God is not true. Are some of us pretending not to know this? Especially those of us that profess Christianity. And we've confessed that particular scripture all the time. It's in God that I live and I move and I have my being. Think about that. And we are the only ones that ignore that truth. To not be aware of our existence in God does not change that truth. Think about the dynamics of this. Meditate on it. Ask the question, who am I? It's time to get down to the nitty-gritty. It's time to drill down and find out who we really are. Do we really have our being in God? Think about that. In God we live, move, and have our being. So what's the truth about that? The truth is we are not separated from God. We are not outside of God. Jesus tried to tell us this when he said the kingdom of heaven is within you. So when we understand our position, we understand our place, we can become strengthened in the fact of knowing that we are enveloped in God. We are encompassed about by God. So truly, if God be for us, who could be against us? That's part of self-awareness. What are some of the ways to become self-aware? We really need to. I'm just sitting here a minute because I want this to sink in. We have to stop pretending that we're trying to get somewhere, that we're trying to be, you know, we're trying to become self-aware and become self-aware. That means we have to accept the truth. Most other religions, they understand who they are. They understand that they're one with They may not use the word God. They may use the word source. They may use the word energy. But they understand that they are one with it. If we understood that we were one with God as far as being Christians, it would change everything. We would really be able to love our neighbors as ourselves. We would understand when Jesus said, if you've done it to one, you've done it to me, because I am in you and you are in me. But we don't really want to deal with that. That's the truth. We like separation. We like outdoing one another, thinking we're better than one another, having one up on one another. Because, again, like it was just mentioned a few moments ago, that is the way that we feel better about ourselves. And if you need that to feel better about yourself, then there's a whole lot of digging and questions that you have to begin to ask. You're nowhere near being self-aware. To be self-aware is to know who you are. Know that you take this journey of self-awareness alone through being truthful with yourself, being courageous, knowing that you are loved, knowing your circumstances, status, financial or otherwise, that these things cannot bring you to this awareness. It comes from within. The kingdom of heaven is within. Spend more time doing things that help you look within. Commit to the search. I'm telling you, it's well worth it. There's so many of us in this life that are not happy, that walk in fear, that are hurting, angry. This is not who we are. This is a result of what we have become based on conditioning of the world and giving power to the negative thoughts in our minds. The mind and the self are two different things. So where we are in terms of us not being happy, that's not possible. When we have our existence in God, us not being happy, we bought into a lie. We bought into something that is not the truth. And until we start digging and understanding the truth, we will live a lie. We will be pretenders. What are any or some ways, I should say, in which you know that what you see is not what you know to be true? Deep down inside, have you ever felt that there is more to life than what you are experiencing? Call in to 929-477-3860. I'm going to ask that again. Deep down inside, have you ever felt that there is more to life than what you are experiencing? Hit us up in the chat room. Make a comment in the comment section. There are many ways that we can hear from you tonight. And we want you to feel free. We want you to be a part of this discussion. So call in and tell us what you think. Do you feel deep down inside that there is more to life than what you're experiencing? I know I felt that way before, but now that I'm becoming more aware, those feelings dissipate because my experiences are now different. They're more fulfilled. I'm less concerned or worried about things because I know who I am. I know that in God I live, move, and have my being. And I know that my thoughts are not who I am. My thoughts are who or are what I can become. I don't necessarily have to be what my thoughts are unless I give in to them, unless I give power to them, unless I come into agreement with them. Talking about, are you really truthful or just pretentious? Express yourself. Give us a call at 929-477-3860. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we will continue talking about being truthful or are we just pretending?
About 30% of abused and neglected children will later abuse their own children, continuing the intergenerational cycle of child abuse. But we can reduce that percentage by directing these victims to organizations that deal with the emotional effects of abuse. Every case matters. Brought to you by the staff at beyondthevoice.org.
Every day the world rises, but for those with narcolepsy, sleep at night is challenging, and staying awake during the day is sometimes impossible. Narcolepsy affects 3 million people. Terrifying hallucinations can be confused with reality, and laughter can trigger knee buckle or collapse. Do you rise when the world does, or does your body tell you something else? Talk to a sleep specialist for answers. I'm Julie Fligar, and you're not alone with narcolepsy.
You're listening to The Soul Speaks on the EX3 Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Soul Speaks with Lynn Renee on the EX3 Radio Network. Great discussion tonight. Talking about, are we really being truthful or are we pretending? Listen, I have a question. What does it profit a man to gain the world and lose his soul? Money, fame, education, and whatever we have deemed important in this world will not bring you to the place of self-awareness. Isn't that something? Money, nor fame, nor education, whatever we have deemed important in this world will not bring you to the place of self-awareness. I'm not talking about self-made. You know, I did it for myself. No, I'm not talking about self-made. I'm talking about self-awareness. I'm talking about the truth of who we really are. Now, we have to deal with that because we are not our thoughts unless we become our thoughts. And we have the power to do that or not. So we have to find out who we are. Who am I? Is the question that we have got to start asking ourselves so that we can come into that place, excuse me, of really being aware, of self-aware. I'm talking about the truth of your being in God and realizing there is nothing to fear but everything to love. We can't be what it is that we confess as Christians. We cannot be what God says we are unless we first believe who we are, unless we first believe that it is in God's image and likeness that he has made us to be, unless we believe that we are in God's image and likeness, unless we believe that we're good. Who told us we weren't good? Based on what I read, the Bible says that everything, God took a look at everything that he had done and he said it is good. We bought into negativity that says that, you know, that we are not. We're not good enough. We keep striving to be good enough for God, so to speak. How How can we strive to be good enough for that which he has made? In his image and likeness, that's not good enough? That's not the problem. The problem is that we don't know that. The problem is we're not acting like who we are. We're not acting like we're in God's image and likeness. But believe me, because we're not acting like it, it doesn't change the fact that we are. And that's what self-awareness is all about. It's about getting into that place where we know who we are, we recognize this, and we are empowered, knowing that we have the power to walk in it. There's nothing that can change who we really are. Because underneath it all, truth remains. Underneath every lie that has came into your heart, into your mind, the truth resides. I believe that there's a lot that we know, but the thing is we choose. We choose the opposite a lot of times of what we know. How many times have, you know, we kicked ourselves or wanted to kick ourselves because we knew the right thing to do, but we chose otherwise. And then when it doesn't turn out the way we think it should have turned out, we say, dog, I shouldn't have done that. An honest person would say, that was my fault. I should have followed myself. I should have followed what was on the inside of me. That's what an honest person would say. But a pretender's not going to say that. A pretender's going to blame somebody else. A pretender is going to say it was someone else's fault. It was the devil. A pretender will even say that God put them in that position. I hear that so many times. God did this to test me. God doesn't test any man with evil. So that's not the truth. We've got to recognize these things. We've got to begin to deal with the truth. Really deal with the truth. We have to take responsibility for our part. And we have to do the work. We have to do the work to seek out who we are. What a beautiful life when we are free from pretending and embrace the truth. Give careful thought, and I'm sure you will see some ways in which we are pretentious. And start your journey by being truthful. That's the only way we're going to get there. We're not going to get there without truth. We're going to get somewhere, but we will never get to that place of truly becoming self-aware, truly living in that blissful place. You know, I can envision Jesus when he was, you know, walked the earth, and he said something that stuck with me. He said that as I am in earth, I am in heaven. As I am in earth, I am in heaven. And I thought about that. And I realized that heaven truly is a state of mind. It's a state of consciousness. And we can have that heaven that Jesus spoke of. We can have it now. I know we've been told that, you know, we won't see this place until we die and go to heaven. Well, the truth be told, the spirit doesn't die. And there's no place for spirit to go. Where are we going? This body goes back to the dust or the dirt from which it came from. I'm gonna stop there because I'm going, you know, I'm getting ready to go someplace where, you know, a lot of people may, you know, a lot may not be ready for that right now, and I want to go into it. I don't really want to just bring that up without giving you some conversation behind it, some understanding behind my thought. So I'll stick with this. There's so much that we're unaware of about who we really are. And that's, you know, that's the joy of self-seeking, self-realization, self-awareness, just digging to get to that place. That should be an exciting thing for us, because I can tell you this, it's better than you know, what we think now, what we're pretending to be. It's better than, you know, having our thoughts run us ragged and buying into the lies. Take this opportunity that you have on a daily basis, every day that you get up. Ask that question, who am I? Allow God to teach you more and more of who you really are. If you ask the questions, you'll get the answers. Begin to meditate, you know, get quiet sometimes. Sometimes, you know, we have to quiet this mind down. This mind, this you know, this mind will run away with thoughts. You're always thinking, 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 so much so that people hate quiet. A lot of people hate for things to be quiet around them. They don't like that space. They like that busyness, that chatter that's always going on in their heads. If you're the kind of person that always has to have something going on, the radio has to be on, or the TV has to be on, there has to be some other noise going on. That's because you're avoiding yourself. You don't want to deal with that mind. Get in control. You've got to find that quiet space in order to understand self, in order to actually, you know, feel presence. You're going to have to get that quiet space. So take the opportunity daily to find a moment where you just sit down and be quiet, turn off everything that's around you, and just sit, even if it's 5 minutes. This is a start. After a while, you'll enjoy yourself. You will enjoy that quiet space, and you'll start sitting longer and longer. And when you start doing that and start relaxing, you begin to hear things within yourself. You'll begin to hear what the Spirit is saying to you. You'll begin to feel presence around you. It'll be a whole new world. But we've got to stop all the noise. Get into a quiet place. Find a quiet space for yourself. On a daily basis, even if it's just 5 minutes. I remember not too long ago I said something simple like, you know, sit down 2 or 3 times a day, or take a moment 2 or 3 times a day and take a deep breath. See, we don't want to do any work. You've got to do some work. And you're thinking, oh, what's that going to do? Well, give it a try and find out. Give it a try. And I don't mean just one day. Do it for 2 weeks. Take a deep breath, a couple of deep breaths several times a day. And when you take that deep breath, don't think about anything. You know, just focus on the breath that you're taking. Inhale. And just focus on what that feels like to inhale. Exhale. Focus on that. Because you're giving your attention, you know, you don't want your attention all over the place. Put your attention on what you're doing. And what I'm doing right now is I'm taking a deep breath. Feel it. Look at, you know, think about how it feels. Just do that for 2 weeks. Just enjoy that breath. Just be thankful for it. If you want to put something on your mind when you do that, just be thankful. And then your very breath will become so important to you. We only know it's important when we can't breathe. That's when we appreciate it. You're suffocating. Oh, my God, you know. Then we realize how important it is. But other than that, we give no thought to it. We should enjoy these breaths that we have. Take them with joy. You know, be thankful. Just do that for 2 weeks. And you will be surprised at what a big difference that would make. A deep breath. Isn't that simple? So don't say, you know, you don't have time for stuff. You have time. You have time to take a few deep breaths. It won't take up that much time of your day. Something that simple. It's not a big requirement. And it's not like you can't make the time. We make the time for whatever we want to do. Always have. And then when the things that we don't consider important, we use that phrase, I don't have time. And then turn right around and have time to do something else. Talking about truth, y'all. Are we being truthful or are we pretending? That's our topic for today. And as always, I've had a great time with you tonight. Next week, our guest will be Regina Banks. She's the author of a book called Real Truth from a Real Soul. We will discuss her journey and wisdom. And continue to tune in because we want to bring things to you that's going to open up your mind, that's going to elevate your thinking. You know, you've got enough garbage going through your head. That's all we have on TV. I was soft turning the channels, and it just, oh, it saddens me. I don't know which one of the, there's so many reality shows. I don't know. Hollywood divas, New York divas, whatever. I know I'm getting the names all mixed up. I think this was called Hip Hop something. But the way those women were talking to each other was shameful. The disrespect that they have for one another. And it's so sad because it's all tied up in false image. It's all tied up in what they look like, you know, what they have on. And this is a sad thing because you have young women that are watching this, and this is the standard for them. This is what they see. See, now this is a great example of us being influenced by that which is outside of ourselves. And then what happens is we think that this is the standard and we try to become that, which is so far from who we really are. It's so far from the image and likeness of God, isn't it? It's so far from love and respect for ourselves. But this is what our young women have to look at. It's all over the media. Garbage like this, where we are just totally disrespectful of one another and do everything we can to just rip each other apart with this disrespect. It's a sad day. It's a sad thing because it has impact. It's a falseness of what we're supposed to be. Some young person, you know, they look at these women and, oh, they're so gorgeous, and look at their nails, and look at their beautiful hair, and look at all these outward things. And this is how it perpetuates, and we begin to live a lie. This is what we become conditioned. And now, we move that on to the next generation. So can you see how we have come so far from our self-image, or rather, understanding who we really are? Because we have been conditioned. And it's constant. And then what happens is we believe it. And when you believe it, that's it. We become it. So we've got to somehow find the time to change our self-image, because we can't change anyone else or help to change anyone else if we don't have a healthy image of who we are. If we don't get to that place where we truly become self-aware, how can we help somebody else? How can we help them to know who they are, to know that they're just being, they're programmed and conditioned by this world? I'm excited, folks. I truly am. I just see great things happening as we continue to journey on, because I will do everything I can to always bring us topics that's going to give us thought to better, you know, to drill down and learn more about who we are, to take that step, to give us courage to seek out God in a more intimate way. And it's okay. I mean, this is not based on anybody else. This is your right. You don't need anyone else to do this for you. You have the power and you have the strength. And that's something that you have to know. So let's get started on telling the truth more. Start asking yourself the question, why am I doing what I'm doing? Why do I think what I think? Go ahead and begin to deal with those things in an honest way. And until next week, when we meet again, I want to thank again the listeners. I want to thank those that have called in. Okay, I'm trying to fix something here, so forgive me. Okay, here we go. I want to thank those that have called in tonight. We really appreciate you. We appreciate your continued support. We look forward to the next time, the next topic, the next conversation, your next soul's expression. And with that being said, I want to say to you tonight, it's your world. Create something good.
Thank you for sharing your soul's expression with Lynn Renee. For more of The Soul Speaks, join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the EX3 Radio Network.